Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon. Thank you for joining me for this Walk and Talk with Avalon, episode 200. How appropriate to be episode 200, which I consider quite remarkable, to keep going forth and recording and talking with you and you being a part of this mindfulness journey to get you to think about things in a different way than you've thought of, to be more mindful than you've ever been before, and to help you on your journey of kindness and love for yourself, for a better world for yourself. Yes, this is episode 200. And our video is a calming waterfall. And our thought that goes with this video and this episode that you can find in the links below. It may take a while, but the upstream swim can be rewarding. Again, it may take a while. It may take a year. It may take a month. It may take a week. Whatever a while is for you to accomplish something, it may take a decade. But that upstream swim, going through the difficult currents, going through the difficult things in life, can be rewarding. You can reach the goals when you go through some of those tougher times that you weren't even expecting. Or maybe you've been expecting because everyone around you is a naysayer. Everyone is saying, I don't know about that. Or the people who are encouraging you are just simply yes men, yes women, yes people who just want to appease you and be your friend without really giving you the critical advice that you might need. The guidance, the assistance, that uphill swim through that stream to finally reach the reward. And here we are at episode 200 in just over a year of our podcast, in just over 2 years of 1 minute calm videos. We are here. And the reason that 1 Minute Calm was created was to expand mindfulness to others in the journey that we can all share in. And in our reward and accomplishments, not only have we reached episode 200, we have 56 countries around the world listening to us. We've just announced our 44th, but the list keeps going on. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being part of this mindfulness journey. And whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, I am here to encourage you. I am here to push you forward as your friend, as your mentor, that you can get upstream and get that reward that you've been looking for. It may not happen overnight, and you may struggle as you move forward to get whatever it is that you are looking forward to and looking into your own looking glass to find the beauty. But I encourage you to do it. We're in a world with social media and social connections in a way that we have never, ever been before. You are not alone. You are in this giant world, and there are so many people around this world just like you, looking to climb up that hill, to swim up that stream, looking for that better reward, to have the lifestyle and the love for yourself in the way that you want, and the way that you need, and the way that you deserve. I am here to cheerlead you on, my friends, and be there for each step of the way that you let me be, or along the pathway to encourage you with each mile marker, or with each kilometer marker, or along the way at any given point, whether you measure it in time or distance. Your uphill swim to get to your reward is noticed. Reward yourself with little bits along the way to encourage yourself to keep going and keep going forth. Where are you on this journey and what it is that you're looking for? Ask yourself, what is it that you're looking for? And don't be afraid to be on that journey and to get somewhere beautiful and to get somewhere that is rewarding. Because, my friend, you deserve a reward. You've worked hard to get where it is in your life. You've worked hard just to live another day. You might not think that's a big deal, but let me tell you, it's a big deal. You can move forward. You can get the things that you're hoping and dreaming about getting. Just to give you an example, I am at a beach that I haven't been in for 20 years. And here I am rewarding myself with some sunshine, with the beautiful waves, the sounds, the sights, the smells, as a reward for all of the hard work I have done in these last 20 years. And the last year, as I've brought you this podcast in the last 2 years, as I've brought you videos and I've brought you the mindfulness tour. Reward yourself when you get to your goals. And the goals are a reward, but pat yourself on the back. Celebrate you. You are the most important person. Enjoy this life for everything it has to give to you, and enjoy more than you think you can attain or that you can reach. If you listen to the last episode, we talked about imagination and how you can write your story. Every day is yours to grab a hold of, write a new story. Swim upstream, no matter how difficult it is, to get that reward, and you can do it. For some people, it does take a lifetime. And I hope it doesn't take a lifetime for you, but you know what? If it does, that's okay. Maybe that's one of the things that you're here for. Maybe that's part of your life's purpose. So, my friend, get out there, enjoy, swim up that stream, find the support that you need to accomplish the goals that you're looking to accomplish. There are people out there who are cheering you on that you don't even know. Your good friends, your mother, believe it or not, and others around you. Leave the naysayers behind. That's your upstream swim right there. And get going. Get going towards the goals and the things that make you happy and that will bring you joy in this life and closer to your own sense of happiness and sense of who you are and who you're meant to be in this lifetime. And I want to thank the Mer people out there. I'm watching the documentary and you are awe-inspiring. They are who this episode is dedicated to. And thank you, my friends, for being part of this mindfulness journey. I am Avalon, and I wish you a magnificent day and a magnificent journey on your goal setting upstream, or however you deserve the reward.